Hi there, this is Mercedes, the host of the Mercedes Strip, and this will be the last episode of the first season. A lot of TV shows on Netflix with multiple seasons or even with one season has 8 episodes, so I just noticed that. So this is gonna have 8 episodes as well, and hopefully that's a good omen. Today I'm going to talk about everything because this is the last episode of the season and I don't know exactly when I'm gonna come back with the next season, but there will be a next season for sure, I promise. So if you want to know what I'm going to talk about, then stay with me here. So a little bit I wanted to talk about what I'm doing right now, and the reason for that because my most listened episode was the one about the older stripper facts. And I also did see that a lot of my listeners and majority of my listeners are women, actually, and who are over the age of 35, especially we're talking about between the ages of 35 and 44, because luckily on my podcast analytics, I'm able to look at this thing. So then I can create the next episode based on who are my listeners. And that's why I thought that it would be interesting, especially because this is the last episode, to a little bit step back into this topic and just talk about what I'm doing and the way how I am involved in the adult entertainment industry, I would say, how that changed since I started. Because when I started, I wasn't even in the United States, I was in Europe, and I worked as an exotic dancer, as a pole dancer, and then it changed. The types of clubs were definitely different. So the types of clubs where I worked at in the US were definitely different from the ones where I worked in Europe. In Europe, I hardly ever worked at nude clubs, but in the US, I can't mention a time when I worked at topless bars. I always worked at nude clubs. For some reason, it was more relaxed for me. It was like the typical gentleman club when we sit down, talk to a person, build a connection, and then go from there. So definitely, I would say that the type, and especially now in my 30s, mid-30s, and so on, definitely the type of clubs that fit me very much. I would say more like the nude clubs, not like the very, very high vibe party type of clubs, but more when you can sit down with a person and then sell lap dances and VIPs. So, and then definitely I prefer if the clientele is very generous and just know how to treat people and talk to people. And that's a little bit the harder part to find, but I'm just that generally, and I don't care that much about the money. I more care about connection. Obviously, I love making money with dancing, exotic dancing, but I more care about the connection. And if I don't feel that I can build a connection with someone, I don't really bother. I'm not bothered by start building a connection. If I don't feel, then that could happen. Especially if someone is disrespectful, that's a big no-no. So I like clubs when I can be selective about this, when I can have the time to decide who I would like to talk to, and maybe even spend a little bit longer time there and then have a great time after that. And clubs are great places for that. It's very likely that it's gonna happen. If it's not oversaturated with girls at a time when it's not many customers there. So obviously those are difficult situation when we're talking about having a lot of girls at a day shift at a club and like there are four customers total. Those are difficult situations, but if it's like a handful amount of girls and like enough customers, that's a good situation. And I'm absolutely okay with nude clubs and nudity in general. So in clubs for sure, I'm okay with that. So this is the club situation. This is especially, and I'm not saying that everybody has the same personality like I do. Maybe there is someone who is over the age of 35, loves the party vibe, loves the topless clubs. That's her vibe. So that's absolutely possible. But I feel there are also a lot of dancers, exotic dancers over the age of 35 or around, I don't know, maybe even early 30s or maybe even younger ones. But this definitely changed in me over the years. So that's why I would say that this could be more true for dancers over the age of 35, that that the better clubs a lot of times are the ones when we could just have our own ways at the clubs. And I found that was easier for me at nude clubs, especially here in California. I can't really talk about other states, but even in Florida, when I worked, that was a nude club too. I don't even know that the area where I worked at, I don't think there is a topless bar there. But that was one area of Florida. But in California, definitely, I had bigger lacks with nude clubs, for sure. And especially as I grew with age, it was more and more true. But like I said, it could be different for another dancer with the same age, at the same age. So, but I'm still gonna say clubs are a great way to still make money, to still make a living as an adult entertainer over the age of 35. And I love doing that, and this is one thing I'm doing. At the moment, I'm not at a club, but I'm gonna audition within 2 weeks at a club. And that seemed very nice to me. It's here in California. And I have the intention to travel across the country with dancing. But I'm kind of taking my time because I'm also teaching pole dance, exotic dance and exercise. I'm building my teaching business and my health and wellness business because I have an exercise teaching business and I have a lap dance teaching business. Those are two different ventures. So I'm kind of trying to build them before I do the big trip. So I already have some kind of money made and some kind of name built in these ventures that I would like to continue with after the road trip. So, but going back to the adult entertainment, clubs are great. The other thing that I started to do, and I wouldn't have really considered a few years ago doing that, because I just didn't necessarily wanted to see my naked picture on the internet, on anywhere. And I'm not gonna say that I'm very, very, very okay with that, but since I have done a few nude photo shoots in my life before, and some of them were paid, I'm sure there are some nude pictures of me out there. I don't know where. I know you guys want to see, but I don't know where are they. I know you can check them out on my OnlyFans if you are interested. So I'm gonna leave the link in the description. Because I just wanted to mention that I do OnlyFans. So that's the second thing I'm doing. And that's a great way as an adult entertainer or if you're interested in erotic work to be on OnlyFans, because you can be anybody who you want to be. So there, it really doesn't matter what is your age, how do you look, Because you just find your people. You just find the people who are interested in what you offer. But that's the tricky part, finding those people and doing the right marketing for that. And it's not just about the marketing, you have to have good content on that, which I'm still working at. I mostly work with professional photographers who did photography, sometimes videos. And that was very helpful because I have a very shitty camera at the moment. So I'm on my way to buy a great phone, like $1,000 phone with a great camera. So if anybody wants to support me on that way, you can find my Amazon wishlist also on my OnlyFans, and I will make beautiful videos for you, some spicy videos for 14 days in a row with that camera, if you want to support me with that. But definitely, for now, I work with photographers, and sometimes, obviously, even for OnlyFans, I create content with my camera. But OnlyFans, in general, is something that I started to do. I did make some money, not a lot, but I did make some money on it already, although I have been only at the page for 2 weeks, as I'm talking right now. And yeah, and I think that is a good way for MILFs and women in their 30s, approaching like mid-30s, late-30s even, to be at and kill it on that page. So that's the other thing. And obviously, like I did mention in this episode, that I do teach lap dance, I do teach pole dance, so I already, that's a big part of my living right now, at this moment. And that's another thing what I'm doing. So yes, these are the main things. And I do teach exercise, like general exercise, like group fitness, which yoga, weight training, HIIT training, this, I'm all about health and wellness, and you could see many content about that, and you will see even more content related to that on my Instagram, even on my Twitter, but mostly on my Instagram. So these are the main things. So two more things I want to mention. If you are in similar boat like me, similar age, 30s, you have a nice natural look, and you may be struggling to find a club, still try to find the best club possible for you, but also it's a good thing to think about OnlyFans if you want to. And obviously you can decide what you want to create there. It doesn't have to be naked pictures, or it doesn't have to be naked pictures with your face if you're not comfortable with that. It's your place. No one is going to tell you that you have to be a certain way, or you have to provide a certain type of content. So that's the good thing about it. So this is, I'm going to close this season with this episode, and see you soon with the other season. It's definitely gonna happen, so stay tuned. And very important thing, make sure that you check out if you patrons. Yeah, that's the other thing. I almost forgot to talk about the second thing. Yeah, so if you interested in supporting me, and I would love to create some beautiful content, videos and other content for you, make sure that you check out my OnlyFans. It has a promotion, big promotion, only $3.54 at the moment as I'm talking, for a month, for the first month, if you sign up. So make sure that you take an advantage on this offer. Don't leave it for tomorrow, because it's only for the first 100 subscribers. Take care. Bye-bye.